This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM in the freeradio.com app. Day one of NFL free agency, the NFL agreeing upon a new 10-year collective bargaining agreement, and talk all about those. Our guy, former NFL offensive lineman, we all know that means he's one of the smarter guys on the football team because the smartest guys are play on that offensive line, and also they go to Princeton. It's our radio.com sports NFL insider, Ross Tucker. Insider calls brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oils made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Ross Tucker, appreciate the time today. On a very strange time in the world, we still get the NFL business booming as always.
Yeah, it's, you know, I know there was a lot of people that have different opinions on that. I got to be honest with you, you guys know I always tell you exactly what I think. I didn't have an overly strong opinion either way. You know, I think there's an argument to be made that with how serious this virus is and what's going on, that the NFL should push it back. But, you know, I guess where, you know, President Trump just said that, you know, we might not be through the woods or through the peak of this thing until July or August at this point. And so I think the NFL and the NFLPA might have said, when is there going to be a better time? Like, when is there actually going to be a better time to do this? And I think you could go either way. You could say, listen, the NFL should set the example and hit the pause button. They don't need to have free agency this week. Allow everybody to focus on, you know, social distancing, being at home with your family, et cetera. But I think you could argue the opposite, which is that, you know, it's going to be tough to social distance for weeks and weeks like they're recommending right now. And so for the NFL to give us stuff to talk about for agency, it's really just agents from their house calling team executives at their house or maybe at the facility and talking money. It's not really a health threat to anybody. And a lot of people, it's at least taking their minds off of what's going on right now. So I think there are compelling arguments to be made either way.
All right, let's talk about the CBA. This bad boy is done for the next 10 years. You just put a piece up before you came on that we tweeted out as well from the Fan account. As far as your thoughts on the CBA, and obviously former players like Gary Ellerson, who's on the show with you as well, he obviously is a fan of the deal. Now, Leroy Butler wasn't as much of a fan of this deal last week when he was on the show. Where are you at?
Yeah, well, let me tell you why. Because Leroy's crazy rich because he was an awesome football player that's like a Hall of Fame finalist and makes all kinds of money. So he wants to see the players try to gain more or take the owners down a little bit more. I'm with Gary. I actually thought about reaching out to Gary to get a quote for the story I wrote, but that seemed like a big waste of time. I didn't feel like wasting any more time. I'm kidding, Gary. I love you. But my point was, I didn't have the time. I was just trying to get the story done. But I just wrote how big of a deal it is for former players. You know, I'm part of all these different former player groups. And, you know, for years, the emails are like, they've forgotten us. They don't care about us, blah, blah, blah. For them to increase the pensions the way they did, for all these guys to get health savings account, you know, the HRA is a health reimbursement account.
The HRA.
And then for a guy like Gary to get a pension for the first time, I am thrilled for him. He deserves it. The guys that played after 93, that played 3 years, got pensions. The guys before 93 did not. Gary, I thought of you right away, buddy. Very, very happy for you, man.
Yeah, thank you, Wade. We could use the money, man. You know that.
Heck yeah. And honestly, even forget the former players for a second. The whole thing always breaks down. Whenever I hear someone say they shouldn't have taken it, they could have gotten more, I always role play with them. I'm like, okay, pretend you're the players and I'll be the owners. Okay, and they're like, okay. And they're like, we want 50-50. No. We want to get rid of the franchise tag. No. Okay, and then what are you going to do? All right, well, then we won't play in games. Okay. And then we get to August, and they institute their last best offer. I mean, you really think that they're going to strike when half the guys voted for the deal? You think those guys are going to strike and miss out on more checks? So let me get this straight. All the minimum guys that are missing out on 100 grand this year, then they're going to skip out on more paychecks next year when that will probably be the last 2 years of their career. Good luck. It's just not going to happen, which is why anybody that really takes this thing to the max and understands how it would play out, I just don't see how you could be so against this deal if you understand where the ultimate leverage lies when the rubber meets the road.
Right. So what comes into play is that now who can afford to strike? And that will be, you know, the guys who are barking and say, you know, we're not going to take those deals. Those guys have a lot of money. So, and that's what.
Guess what?
Yes.
And you and I both know this. Mm-hmm. Those guys, that sounds good until,
right.
Oh my gosh, they're actually playing the games without me. And oh yeah,
right.
I get paid $2 million a week. And then I'm sitting here fighting for something that we're not going to get. That the league's moving on without me.
Right.
So they break the picket line after 2 weeks anyway.
Well, no, they did. I was part of the one of the strike season. And one of the first players to cross the picket line, I believe, was Joe Montana. And
yeah,
so,
and
I
Lawrence
mean,
Taylor,
and he was
Randy White and Tony Dorsett with the Cowboys.
Yeah. Yes,
a
those guys were already making
like
a ton of money
paid
already.
A lot, like, ah, yeah, sorry, dudes. I already get paid a lot.
Ross Tucker.
And Ross, here you go. And then what I had heard, though, also, well, a couple guys called me and said, hey, man, you know what? With this whole virus thing going on, there were some of the owners were feeling a bit squeamish that if they don't take the deal, they were good with it because they were going to go chop the deal because they were losing money.
That wouldn't have surprised me at all. Well, I think what would have ended up happening is they probably would have got it back to a 16-game season. And then they would have lost, like, all the gains they got. Where most guys would tell you, okay, Ross, Gary, you guys got to play one more game, but we're going to give you $100,000 to do it. Yeah, sure, let's do it. I would do that. Look, I'm 40. I weigh 251 pounds. I have orthopedic issues at the yin-yang. If someone told me tomorrow I could play a football game for $100,000, I would do it.
Yeah,
let's
I'm there.
Do it.
Yeah, we'll figure it out once after, and once I put my body back together. Ross Tucker, former offensive lineman, joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show and Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. Ross, day one, though, of free agency does start today, and there's little conversation necessarily about where Tom Brady is going to go, but a lot of other names off the shelves. First, let's start with the biggest shock, at least that I saw, before we get into some Green Bay Packers and two guys that they brought in. What on earth are the Houston Texans doing allowing Bill O'Brien still to run the GM office as they now trade DeAndre Hopkins and a fourth rounder for a second rounder and David Johnson to the Arizona Cardinals?
It's up there among the worst trades I've ever seen in the NFL. There's not a single team in the NFL that would have taken David Johnson's contract. He has done nothing the last 2 years. I watched him last year, and I root for him as a 1AA guy from Northern Iowa. I root for him. He looked like he was in slow motion on a couple of the carries he got. I mean, the guy is just doesn't have it. Nobody wanted to pay him over $10 million guaranteed this year. The Cardinals couldn't get anyone to take him off their hands. The Texans said, you know what? Not only will we take him off your hands, We'll give you DeAndre Hopkins. You just have to give us back a second-round pick. I cannot believe it. DeAndre Hopkins is under contract for the next 3 years. Very affordable, $12.5 to $13.5 million a year. Now, I know he wanted a new deal. Guess what? Manage the situation. He's still going to show up for those games. Or give him a little Band-Aid one-year extension with a little more guarantee to make him happy. It's so bad. It's so sad. They're ruining the prime of Deshaun Watson's career. It's, good thing everybody listening is not a Texans fan, because there's no hope. The emperor has no clothes in Houston.
Yeah, well, until O'Brien's gone, then they'll get some clothes back. What about the Packers and what they've done? Look, I think they got steals. And Kirksey, grant you, he's been hurt for a couple years, but when he was healthy, he was pretty good at linebacker. And Wagner is a Milwaukee native, former Badger coming home, and really, really cheap deal for him to come back and play right tackle.
Yeah, so I don't know if you guys saw my tweet from early this morning before everything else happened, right after the Packers signed Ricky Wagner. I love what the Packers are doing. Yep. I never met Gutekunst, but this is year two for him. Thoroughly impressed by Gutekunst so far. I mean, last year, obviously, the home runs with Za'Darius Smith, Preston Smith. They even like Savage, the draft choice. And then this year, I think he realizes there's going to be a pretty decent market for Blake Martinez and Bulaga, and those guys want a lot of money. So what does he do? He gets two guys that I would argue are comparable players. I think Kirksey, when healthy, is a better player and is obviously intimately familiar with Mike Pettine, who drafted him and he played for him. Ricky Wagner, probably not as good of a player as Bulaga. They both had some injury issues. I think Wagner's probably a little better in the run game. Bulaga a little better of a pass protector, but he's still a solid right tackle. To get those guys for maybe half of what Martinez and Bulaga are going to get, and to get it ahead of time, right? Don't wait and be left holding the bag. Aggressive, realizing the other two guys would be too expensive. He gets comparable players for half the money, beats them to the punch. And oh, by the way, Wagner and Kirksey were both released. They don't count against the compensatory pick for me.
Correct. Yep.
But Bulaga and Martinez will. So right now, after, let's just say, Bulaga and Martinez sign deals and nobody else does, that's two more draft picks that the Green Bay Packers get in 2021, and maybe even based on what they get, third and fourth round picks. Gutekunst knows what he's doing. Basically, if you ever, anybody, that is how you want to become a GM in the NFL.
That's how you keep job security in the NFL as a decision maker right now. And also, though, Ross, what I think is the underlying part of it, they still allow those spots to be drafted for in the early parts of the draft. Similar to what you did with Lane Taylor, you had a guy that was going to be able to play left guard for you, but you were able to find a guy that you thought was going to be a starter that you drafted in the second round to play on a rookie contract. And ultimately, the veteran takes the rookie around the league once or twice, and then you step into that gap. I think that's one of the more underlying aspects of it that people in this town definitely haven't seen very often, because Ted Thompson never was in free agency. Now you're able to go plug up some of those gaps with guys that are going to be sure players, and maybe not top-end Pro Bowl-type talents, but also to be good supplemental players around a rookie if they are to learn in the first 2-3 days of the NFL draft early on. They go and draft a starter at one of those spots.
Well, it does a couple things, right? So first of all, it's barely even free agency because these guys are street free agents after they got cut,
true,
as we discussed, and the value there. But the second thing is, I always feel like the best teams go into the draft without a glaring need, because that way you're able to just draft the best guy. And you don't have to, other teams, last year, the Houston Texans, it was blatantly obvious they wanted to take a left tackle with their first-round pick. So with the 24th pick, they're going to take Andre Dillard, Washington State, but everybody knows it. They telegraphed it. So the Eagles jump a couple spots ahead of them, the 23, and they draft Andre Dillard. And the Texans have to settle for Titus Howard, who may never be a starter in the NFL. You know, you don't want to go into the draft having glaring needs like the Houston Texans did last year. And so that's another reason why it's good for the Packers to fill these needs the way they are. They can still draft players at those positions. There's a lot of good offensive tackles. Who knows, you know? But at least they're covered. At least they don't have to. And if the worst-case scenario is that Wagner is, you know, that the tackle they draft gets to sit for a year and watch Wagner, or Wagner's a really high-paid swing guy, you can live with that.
Where do you think your former teammate Tom Brady ends up?
Man, I don't know, because I kept thinking he would still end up in New England, right? But with them re-signing McCourty and now franchising Tooney, they just don't have that much money left. And I think more than anything, I think he just wants to be respected. I think he wants, you know, better players around him for a chance to win a championship, but also on the money end of it, just wants to feel like he's appreciated. Well, I don't know how they're going to be able to get better skill guys now that they put the money into these other people. And they don't have very much money left. Meanwhile, the Chargers and Bucks will offer him whatever dollar amount he wants, not only because he's Tom Brady, but also for business reasons. Right. They both need to sell tickets.
Yep.
He's Tom Brady. So give him whatever money he wants, and they both are loaded at the skill positions. Loaded. So I think deep down he probably wants to come back to New England, but at some point, man, when the one person's not really giving you a whole much of attention or a lot of respect, and two people are just all over you, people like to feel wanted. I don't care who you are in life, you like to feel wanted.
No doubt about it, Ross. Appreciate it, man. Trying times across the country, but fun times at it's always fun when you get to see billionaires spending millions of dollars throwing it around like you wish you could, most of us think about this in crazy money at this particular point, but also the CBA. Tremendous stuff. Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Also, check out his guy Andrew Brandt on the Business of Sports Podcast as well. All a part of the Ross Tucker Podcast Network. Appreciate the time, man. Good hearing from you.
See you, dudes.
Take it easy. That's Ross Tucker, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oils made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil.
There was talk of a defensive lineman being traded. Adam Schefter has that deal for you. You have the breaking news thing over there, Billy?
I do. Breaking news on the fan, powered by Radio.com Sports, brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
The Indianapolis Colts trade their first-round pick, 13th overall, to the San Francisco 49ers for all-pro defensive tackle DeForest Buckner, who already has agreed to a massive contract that pays him $21 million a year and makes him the second highest paid defensive tackle in NFL history behind only Aaron Donald, per Adam Schefter. There's your tweet.
Okay, well, he's no Chris Jones, but how do you like that, Stevie?
For the Colts?
Yeah.
Love it. They need help, and that obviously gets it, and they had 80-some million dollars in cap room, so this is just a little bit chunk of it. And I will say this is something that Chris Ballard it definitely has not shown the ability to do. Chris Ballard, the GM of the Indianapolis Colts, has been Ted Thompson Jr. to this point in Indianapolis since coming over from KC. He just doesn't spend money. And if he does, it's like a Devin Funchess deal last year that was a bust and deals like that. This DeForest Buckner deal, that's big stuff. And the funny part about it is in the break, I literally asked Billy because we were talking about Kenny Clark. And I was like, now, what if it's Kenny Clark to the Colts for 13 overall? And Billy goes, done. See ya. Immediately, just like that. See ya, bye-bye. And I was right who was getting the defensive lineman. It was the Colts, but I didn't think it was going to be DeForest Buckner. I really didn't, and I'm surprised San Francisco made that move, but it's all about, you know, salary cap space and everything else. Well, and you yourself said there's guys up there in the top half of the first round, if that's what San Francisco is looking for, that they can still get that at 13.
San Francisco is looking for wide receivers. I mean, that's either CeeDee Lamb, that's
You know,
Jerry Jeudy, that could be Henry Ruggs as well. I mean, they could have just went out and grabbed a big-time weapon for Jimmy Garoppolo, and it's not like they don't have guys. They also just locked up Eric Armstead as well,
correct,
playing up front, a former first-round pick. So big news for the San Francisco 49ers, big news for the Indianapolis Colts, and there will be plenty more as the Houston Texans already have traded all-pro wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins, one of the best in the game, for a second-round pick, and David Johnson, who hasn't had 1,000 yards in over 2 years. They got him also a fourth-round pick from the Arizona Cardinals. So deals being made across, and maybe a new deal for a former first-round pick of the Green Bay Packers. I think one move has already elbowed that out, but Brian Bulaga's future in Green Bay still may be in question. We'll talk about that next, but first, Gary Ellerson and J&J Contractors.
Yeah, guys, I want to talk about my good friends over at J&J Contractors. Yes, guys, you want to renovate your home, the inside of your house, new kitchen countertops, kitchen tables, Whatever you got, they can do it. Run, do your bathroom. Yeah, they can come in and knock some walls out in your bathroom. Put that double sink in there. I know you and your wife, your girl, you guys been trying to brush your teeth over the same sink. I mean, and she gets in the way. Listen, you get that double sink, she get the side of her sink over there, you get your sink. And now you really don't have to worry about who's leaving the toothpaste droppings in the sink. Because now you know it's really been her all along, or it's really been you all along. And now we get to find out who's been cleaning their sinks out. So we can get that problem solved. Now, if you had another child and you need more room in your house, well, listen, they can come in and create livable space for you within your home, because you had a 3-bedroom, now you want a 4-bedroom because you got the extra kid. And just say, hey, that basement's been sitting down there for years, and now you want like a man cave. Now you want to create some sort of playroom. Guys, they can do that and so much more. Call my good friends up today at J&J Contractors and ask for Jason.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.